Proclamation number 8194 of 17th of June, 1962. Commemorate the end. You should often think of the end which will befall you sooner than you expect. You should always bear in mind that the time of your activity for your soul will have come to an end, that you will indeed be able to enter the light, but that there can still be darkness around you if you have not already ignited so much light in yourselves that you need not fear the darkness. You must be permeated by light when you enter the kingdom of the beyond, then you need not fear this transition into the kingdom of the spirit. And every day you still experience on earth, you can strengthen the light in you if you unite with me in heartfelt thoughts and prayer, which time and again bring you a supply of strength from me, and this always signifies an increase in light. Don't believe that the end still lies far in the future, but know that you can expect it every day, for the time allotted to your souls to mature has expired, and that the time I have set for the final dissolution of earth will be paused by me, through which the old order shall be re-established so that the redemption of the still unfree spirits will continue. The time of the end has truly come for you, which you don't want to believe in and which you therefore keep postponing into the future. But every such wrong thought is detrimental to you. It is to the detriment of your souls, because then you will not make proper use of the time you still have left for your souls to mature. Believe that I only speak to you for this reason, so as not to leave you completely without knowledge of what is to come. I only want you to know a little about the correlations and then also tune into me in accordance with this knowledge, that you muster so much love within yourselves that you call upon me when you are in need, because then I will also hear you and want to help you so that you will not get lost, so that you will not despair, but know that there is one who wants to help you and can do so if only you turn to him, trusting that he, as your father, is always willing to help and will not deny you any request. You should only recognize me. You should know that I am a loving father who does everything to win his children over for himself, so that he will win your love and therefore they will voluntarily return to him, from whom they once voluntarily distanced themselves but will also voluntarily return to him again one day, because my love pursues them and will never ever let go of them again. Amen.